Hey, it's Corey Heppala.
And it's Camille Heppala.
What is the, we're married, by the way. What's the best part of your day?
Yeah, the best part of my day has to be when the kids are asleep.
Yeah, we're tired. You're exhausted. I mean, look, we all love our kids, but, you know, they outnumber us.
Yeah, I mean, there are three of them, 4.5 and under. So Cormac is 4.5. The twins, Sinya and Sevi, are 3.
Twins. That was a shocker. But, you know, once they go to sleep, it's kind of like, let's look at the pictures. Oh, it was a great day. Let's reflect. And I know a lot of parents tell us, too, hey, they grow up so fast. So the second they go to sleep, though, we do know that it's time for us, right? We crack open a beer. It's time for us to connect. It's important that we do that.
Yeah, I mean, it's so important just for us to kind of reset and get ready for the day, get back that energy that we lost running around with them.
And it's also a time, too, for us to not only connect ourselves, but then what worked, what didn't work, what went right, what went wrong. Are we doing the right things? We ask all those questions, and we thought, well, why don't we just turn that conversation into a show? And, you know, we got our basement, and so we thought, let's do it.
And here we are. We're doing it, and it's a great check-in, for sure. Are we on the same page?
And when you have a beer and a microphone, that's the other thing. You get stuff like this that comes out. How did you know that you were pregnant with Cormac? Because you knew, like,
You didn't even have
a pregnancy test. You just like called me one day. You're like, hey, I'm pregnant. I'm like, what? How'd you know?
Do you really want you're me to like, get into the details here about you're like, how
you just in tune with your body?
Well, there you go. You could leave it there. But I mean, I'm pretty regular, so I kind of knew.
Oh, and I'm finding out more and more each day that you're a germaphobe.
So we went into the bathrooms. This is a public bathroom at a splash pad at
a
park.
That is pretty nice, actually.
It was so bad. I couldn't even... It was so bad, I couldn't even be in there. And I was angry the whole time. And we had to change the kids because they're wet and cold. So we had to put dry clothes on them. But I didn't know where to put any of our stuff because the floor was...
Don't you touch that.
Disgusting. And then the kids are touching stuff. And I'm like, don't touch anything.
Don't take your shoes off.
Next time, I need to bring gloves and masks when we're with you going to the splash pad.
All right, what do you think? You ready to do this?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
This is a new podcast. Hey, they grow up so fast. Godspeed to all of us.